Mason Nealon here today on our 2025 preseason at basketball coaches show, joined by Carroll High girls basketball coach Katie Cook. Coach, we appreciate you joining us as always.
And thanks for having me, Mason.
So you guys this year, I mean, you look at what you got on the roster here. Talk me a little bit through kind of the girls that are returning for you this year and coming back to play for this Tigers team.
All right. Well, we return two starters, Allie Cook and Chloe Cook. Together, they're at about 18 points a game last season. So, you know, two girls that can play inside, mostly inside. Allie plays outside as well. Happy to have them back for sure. We returned some backcourt experience with Jersey Sporer and Analia Ayala. They're kind of taking over the role that Caitlin Aiden has had over the previous 4 years. So I think they're ready to take on more responsibility. And so far in the past week or so that we've been practicing, they look pretty comfortable. So yeah, we're excited about those four. They bring back a lot of experience. And we've also got Bella Liu, who's a really tough kind of utility player for us. She can play inside or outside. She's a junior. And then Sadie Kelly is a senior. She's a tremendous athlete. She'll bring a spark for us for sure. And we've also got Aubrey Schmidt-Hubbard, a senior, who is another really athletic guard for us.
And I know you had talked there a little bit about the fact that, you know, Caitlin Aiden has played 4 years for you guys now, that she's graduated, had some other guards there. Was that something that you guys were looking at during this first week of practice, was to kind of see who was going to jump up and fill that role?
Yeah, sure. I mean, even before that, this summer, they've been, you know, transitioning into that role and getting ready for that role. You know, and it might not be such a traditional point guard spot for us. It might be kind of point guard by committee sometimes, and Allie can handle the ball, Jersey can handle the ball, Analia can handle the ball. So one way or another, we'll get that job done.
And I had a joke with you a little bit before as well. We had talked kind of before the interview, and I'm like, you got some freshmen on the roster as well, so what are you seeing from this kind of younger group of girls as well that you might have play for you?
You know, we have a really, really good core of underclassmen. We've got, at this point, we've moved two freshmen up, Willow Feld and Riley Schletka. Girls that are, they're going to be really good. I've only had a week with them, so I'm really excited about them. They're athletic. They understand. They're smart. They understand what we're trying to do. Yeah, so it's exciting to see them out there, and they bring some fresh energy to the group.
And so you guys now have a week under your belt here. What is the team looking like? What are you feeling like these girls are accomplishing and getting to kind of, what are you looking at them being good at this season?
You know, we're treating it like any other season. We'll take everything one game at a time, build every day at practice just to improve that day a little bit better every day. We've got to do the small things like take care of the ball and take good shots. So we're doing a lot of teaching in that department. We like to be really good and really tough in our man defense and protect the basket. So once we check that box, we'll worry about, you know, other defenses. But first things first. Gosh, we had scrimmages Saturday. We need to get in shape. So there are a lot of things on my list, you know, finishing around the basket. But this early on right now, so far, we've just been kind of brushing up on the basics, making sure we have a really strong foundation to build on. And I mentioned that core of underclassmen. We're doing a lot of teaching with them, so they kind of know the drill as well.
And you say that scrimmage on Saturday there, you kind of talked about the conditioning as well. Is that something you feel like will come a little bit as well during the season and during some of these practices before the season as well?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, and once we get into gameplay and everybody understands, you know, how many, or we have a better idea of how many minutes everybody is going to have, it kind of sorts itself out. It's a long season. You hate to just put them on the line and make them run. You end up with a lot of shin splints and things like that. So we try to make sure we just do drills where we keep them moving.
For you guys as well here, I mean, final year in the Raccoon River Conference, what is the conference looking like to you, and who do you feel like kind of may stick out at the top, or where do you feel like you guys fall in as well?
Oh, we finished third in the conference last year. and we're pretty proud of that. But behind North Polk and Carlisle, and those two teams will be very good again. North Polk has a new coach. They graduated a lot of girls, but they have. So there's a little bit of an unexpected element there with them. But obviously they still have a couple of really talented players coming back. Carlisle has a fantastic point guard. They have a fantastic team. They'll be tough to beat. ADM brings back a lot and they'll be tough as well. So I expect us to be very competitive, and fighting for one of those top spots again this year.
For you guys as well, Webster City at home, first game of the year. You're 8 days out here. Has practices start shifting towards looking at that, or is it still kind of we're at the start of the year, let's kind of get all these things figured out first, and then let's go look at our first game?
Right. We're worried about us right now. I with games on the horizon, especially before Christmas, I tend to keep the focus more on us rather than, scouting and worrying too much about the opponent. I don't want to put the cart before the horse. We don't have any business watching film or scouting if we're not boxing out, so we got to check our boxes first and then we'll get there. But like I said, one day at a time, and we'll see where we're at in a week or so when Webster City comes to town.
And then I got to ask you as well, I'm looking at the schedule here, and I mean, you go Webster City at home, Kemper at home, Carlisle at home, and then you go to ADM, but then you have two more home games with Storm Lake and Boone. Do you like kind of having that mix of a lot of home games early to be able to get yourself settled in a familiar face and a familiar court as well?
It's nice to be home. Sometimes it's more distracting to be home. So, that's just something that we'll look at and talk about. And try to stay focused. Sometimes there's just more distractions at home, but it's the thing is you never know. Each group is a little different and you can't control everything. So just get the girls focused and it shouldn't matter if we're home or away. We should bring our same game regardless.
For you guys while here, last question. You've talked to the girls a little bit. You've had a week now. What are kind of the goals for these girls, and what do you feel like the expectations are for this team this year as well?
Well, we like to keep our expectations high. I'd like to finish in the top of the Raccoon Conference, top four, hopefully. We won 16 games last year. It'd be nice to get to that number again. But that being said, like I said earlier, we take everything one game at a time and we try not to look too far ahead of us. If you just focus on your next step, then you're going to get there eventually anyway. Being in 3A, I mean, it's looking like we're probably going to be in 3A this year, which we have not in the past, not since I've been coaching. It creates a little excitement for us when you think about the postseason. Have those 4A matchups with schools with twice your enrollment, possibly. 3A, don't get me wrong, 3A is very competitive, but it's just something different for us this year to look at.
Well, Coach, as always, we appreciate you joining us here today. I know we'll probably catch up with you again before the Webster City game, but thank you for joining us here on our Coach's Show.
Thanks, Mason.